Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day 6 of Spring Letter Month. As of last Friday, we'd received 66 letters. Letter Month's a good time to share some feedback with us about our radio programming, as this listener did. Now, it's a very lengthy email, so I can only share some excerpts from it. Dear WRVM, I'm writing for a couple of reasons. First, I would like to thank you for your ministry of Christian radio. In a world that's so in need of Jesus, we need Christian radio shining the light of Christ. I've been listening since before I can remember as a little boy. And that brings me to my second reason for writing. There are some things that are frustrating to me, mostly because I can see the potential that this station has. With the wide variety of music and programming, you can reach an incredibly large amount of people. But in order to do that, you have to reach the younger generation. As with any business, ministry, or organization, in order to be sustainable and grow, you must reach the younger generation. You have widened your music library some over the last few years, which has been great. The older hymns and gospel music are great, but there's also some really good newer music being written. I've listened to WEMI, K-Love, and Q90 FM more over the last 2 years than I ever have before, mostly because I like some of the newer music that I know I won't hear on WRVM. Also because all of those stations play music almost all hours of the workday. When I'm working, I like to have music on. Don't get me wrong, there's some really good programming that you currently play, but I just think that the average person prefers music over the hours they're working. By incorporating more CCM, while also keeping the older music and Southern gospel you currently play, you could reach so many more people. One other thing I will mention is the preachers and teachers that currently air. They're all very advanced in years, or even deceased. Now their teaching is, for the most part, very good, although there are some that I'll always turn off, including John MacArthur and J. Vernon McGee. I just think another thing that would increase listeners is getting some different teachers, also some younger ones. I believe very firmly that older and wiser preachers are so important because of their maturity and long-time relationship with the Lord, but having a few younger teachers as well would help speak to the younger generation, as they are often more relatable to us. Thank you all again for all that you give to the ministry of bringing Christian radio to the world. God bless. What suggestions do you have for us? Write to us this month for Letter Month. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.